T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN.
So I think I've said this before. I think their PR department is utterly incompetent. And I think we should probably send our resumes to them.
Well, being incontinent is no joke.
No, and, incompetent.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what you were accusing them of.
It's Tom Bowerly.
You know what? Been there, done that, and it's weird, but, you know, you got. I'm sorry, I'm a grown-up.
And David Bellavia.
The whole thing. Really? You enjoy that? I don't.
It's Bowerly and Bellavia.
I mean, I would immediately change topics.
On News Radio 930 WBEN.
Welcome back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom is off. Joe Beamer is in for Tom Bowerly, and we have Michael Caputo in. Why? Why does it happen?
I don't understand what
it's
you're...
It's like everyone today just has forgotten that if you have something to do... No. Cough buttons are all broken. And I couldn't do it. I apologize. Michael Caputo joins us.
We'll do it live.
We'll do it live. In studio, we're talking about what's this bombshell that... What is being claimed here, unfortunately, it's not so much of a bombshell because it's also, this is the similar thing that we're hearing about other people that were connected to this Russia investigation. We've heard this about Carter Page. We heard this about George Papadopoulos, you know, that there were other folks that tried to sort of fish in a way, get them to agree to a meeting where another meeting could be made, where they could somehow bury into an informant inside the campaign. It looks like, from what Caputo, what you're saying is that they attempted this with you.
They did, and I think also at the same time, you have to understand that I don't understand how the FBI does this thing, right? I'm not an investigator. I've known a lot of FBI people most of my life. I've worked with them in the country, out of the country, on different projects. These guys would not be going at a national presidential campaign and just flirting with one little approach. There'd be 5 or 6 or 7. And they would go at guys like Carter Page and Papadopoulos because they sent an academic to talk to them. Stephen Halper is a professor at Cambridge University. Both of them are very impressed by Cambridge. So they came at them with the right guy. So each one of these approaches would be very different. And that's why, as far as I'm concerned, I was as marginal as Carter Page or Papadopoulos. I was a senior advisor to the president who was hired on the national campaign after running the state of New York primary to be communications director. And I was never able to take the position because Corey Lewandowski and the big fight between him and Manafort, he would keep me away from the post. I was completely marginalized at the campaign. I was helping Manafort and Gates, but I never landed in a communications position like I was promised, and in fact ended up going to the convention to be director of communications for Trump there, right?
What,
so I was marginal too. They went to 4 or 5 other people. They had to.
Let me ask you something. In case someone questions your actions, if someone came to you and said, I have national secrets that I'd like to sell to, you know, your candidate, that's a completely different response than someone asking you or telling you I might have dirt on Hillary.
Right. It's it
this
is.
This could have been Arkansas dirt. This could have been Ukrainian.
Could be
one.
Anything. My understanding from the Washington Post, who talked to Greenberg, Oknyansky, Arzhanik, Akhmetsov. I mean, he's got several names. He said that he was going to offer information about Ukraine. About the Hillary Clinton Foundation from a Ukrainian who used to work for the foundation. Some dirt on the foundation. We never knew what it was, right? But the fact of the matter is what you're describing is very similar to what I talked about first in the media directly after my interview with Mueller, where I said I was approached by a national security contractor out of Washington who worked in U.S. national security, who offered through an intermediary Hillary Clinton's related emails. And I talked about that. I told all the committees about it. Nobody was interested. I thought it was really strange. Nobody was interested. And then Stephen Halper is announced. And I said, you know what? If Halper did that, that could be what this is. So I started telling the media about this approach from this national security government contractor. This went on for about 4 or 5 days. I'm in Trump Tower. I'm taking calls and texts from an intermediary, which I shared with the committees. And this guy, in the end, I told him, I'm not interested because you're saying these are held by the National Security Agency. That could be confidential material. It could be Hillary's emails. It could be classified. I don't want to touch it. If you want to get those things out there, you're going to have to go typical whistleblower routes, and I'm not touching it. So you're right. When you hear something that sounds like it's going to be national security-oriented stuff, your best bet is to keep away from it.
Now, I want to just switch gears. We got Joe Beamer here, and you know, one of the big stories, well, Caputo's here, we might as well talk to him about what's happening in the world with immigration, right? Now, look, let's just play this role here. If you're the left and you're trying to hit Donald Trump for what is the new outrage, separating children from their parents at the border, now, that gives... Ultimately, it implies that Donald Trump is going into homes in the Southwest United States and separating women from their children. We're not even talking about citizens of the United States. We're talking about people illegally entering the country with children are being separated. Now, a lot of the talking points are on. You've got comedians talking in concert with pop stars. On Twitter, the same language coming out of people on The View. Everyone is on the same page, right? Here's who they roll out on day one of the visual and the audio. Hey, could you just, yeah, my bad. All right, so here we go.
In crisis.
You know what?
It's up now.
Hillary Clinton comes out. They bring Hillary Clinton.
This is a moral and humanitarian crisis.
Hillary Clinton comes out. You bring, of all of the all-stars that you have lined up, these are the issues that you bring the bench out for. The JV squad battles it to the death. Then you find the good 15 people that could want to be maybe a candidate for the Democratic Party. Why do you lead off with Hillary Clinton?
Because they still don't get it, David. They still think Hillary Clinton is this big superstar. They still think she has a lot of power within the Democratic Party.
But she's
she's going to get people out.
No.
No, I'm wrong?
No, that's not true. Here's what happened. In my opinion, you might be right. Let's just say,
I'm not saying
you're wrong. I'm saying I disagree. You might be right. Because I think that's the basis of it. But Hillary Clinton's people don't get it. That's the point. They decided that she was going to say something about this huge issue. And they put the words, you know, wrote the words for her to say. They had a big discussion, and then they notified all the media. And the media believes that she's got some kind of cachet with the people. But this came from Clinton herself. Her staff put the words in her mouth and then notified the press. That's even stranger that they think she's still relevant.
Here's more Hillary Clinton. Listen to this.
Every one of us who's ever been a parent or a grandparent, an aunt, a big sister... Any one of us who's ever held a child in our arms, every human being with a sense of compassion and decency should be outraged.
Which begs the question, were you outraged, Hillary Clinton? Because you have neither compassion nor decency. But no, here's the thing, though. They're really going strong with this, Joe. And it means that they have some polling somewhere that shows that this is a leverage wedge issue that they believe that they can get not only people to turn on Customs and Border Patrol, but now what? People who support Trump are somehow now in favor of separating children from women in these camps.
You're not reading the room. I think this is just as you said earlier. This is, okay, it seems to be calming down. We need to get people outraged again. We need to get the whole, we need to get the left back on Twitter, the Huffington Post, John Oliver, the Daily Show, everyone telling us how awful the right is, right? How awful Trump is, even though these are policies that have been in effect before Trump. There's a 2014 video of Hillary supporting this program, right?
Well, but here's the thing, though. Of course, you know, we could go into what administration approved what. But in 2014, what percentage of Central American women were being raped crossing the border? 80%?
80%.
80%.
And so that means if nothing was done about that, if no one was separated at the border, then we'd be pricks for doing that. It's a lose-lose situation, and they're really just finding something to go crazy about.
These are some exquisite... Listen, you heard a lot of thing about, you know, when you hear about Lewis and Clark traveling, there wasn't a whole lot of sex orgy stories that came out of that adventure.
That was before the internet, right?
How are we to believe that all of a sudden these people fighting for freedom have time to rape? I mean, 80% of that's the vast majority of the women in the last 7 years have been from that region, Central America.
It's disgusting, and it proves the point that a lot of the people, not, I didn't say most, I didn't say all,
well,
a lot of the people coming over the border are not these model citizens that they're turned out to be.
And I don't honestly imagine what they would do to children.
Oh, if they were put alone with children, is which what would happen if they didn't separate them?
Of course.
That's a disgusting thought to even think of.
Of course. It's literally any person who's ever joined the military, you learn the first thing about separating people, putting them in different groups. There's another reason for it, too. It's a 20-day process. You want to be back with your kids. There's a real quick solution to it. Don't file for amnesty. And you can be back with your kids within 24 hours. You're choosing to go through a 20-day process. You cannot be with your children.
And it's really for the safety of the children.
If
you're a good parent, that's what you want.
And the other thing, you know what happens when you put kids in a room with a bunch of sick adults that don't have vaccinations? Those kids are the most susceptible to disease. They end up dying.
Right. But, again, it squeaky wheel. And
and let's all just admit that this is a really, really bad look. I mean, they've seized upon a visceral issue. And, I mean, as a cynical political operative, I have to salute them for finding something so gut-wrenching as this. But as an American, I kind of fear for the Republic because it's not what they're saying it is.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN.
And it is Bowerly and Bellavia. Tom's a little under the weather. David Bellavia is still here. I'm Joe Beamer in for Tom. And our guest this hour is Michael Caputo.
So you got the big story here. This is the big smoking gun. You have videotape of, you know, kids in cages. You're going to use all this stuff. You heard all the Obama people on Twitter. All of that video, all of that footage was recorded in 2014. All of that was from the past. Nobody wants to remember how many people Obama rounded up at the border. Nobody wants to talk about deportations at the border. But here we are, and you are not even into the summer going into a midterm.
Yeah.
And you're leading off with that. This would have been far more powerful in October, wouldn't you think?
Halloween. Or this would have been like an October surprise. I mean, how interesting, though, also, by the way, that they have all this old footage, they get busted on footage, and what's the first thing the media does? They all try and get into these detention centers to get some fresh footage so they can continue. And now that they all have this fresh footage, including a mural of all the presidents and included a painting of Donald Trump, like they focused on that like it was a Donald Trump only on the wall. They have all this new footage, and they're able to feed the Fuhrer, and so they what I don't understand is you're out there, you're swinging for the fences like this. How do you not know the video is from the Obama administration?
Oh, they do. They do.
You think they did and they did it anyway?
I do.
Pretend. Oh, my.
I do. I don't think they know the power of the internet and how easy it is to go look something up. I mean, Jim Acosta obviously doesn't know that. But immigration didn't win in 2016, right? Illegal immigration didn't win them in 2016. Where do they think this is going to get any more power now? Yes, okay. like David says, if you don't go, if you don't dig in depth, if you don't know the number of women coming across the border getting raped since 2014, if you don't know the statistics, then you're like, oh, they're just taking children away from their parents. But when you actually look at the facts and you dig a little deeper, you see it's for the children's own good. But again, that's buried in the story, if even in the story at all.
Because you're ripping a child from its mother.
Right. Which, by that's the way, the headline.
Which is really kind of...
It's a Sally Struthers ad.
But understand, though, Joe, this is the platform of the Democratic Party since 1968, is to separate children from their parents. They want to feed the kids as long as they can at the schools. They don't. What are you basically saying? There are parents that actually hurt their children, and if there's a disproportionate amount of those parents that live in a community, it is better off to have those kids in the school system where at least they're going to eat and be taken care of and have some guidance, semblance of order. Well, there are times that you can make the argument that you're doing this in the best needs for the parent. But here's the deal. When you're committing a crime like jumping, I mean, put this on the other. If you were in East Germany and you were trying to escape over, you got shot in the back of the head. I mean, we're not shooting people that are, but there are other borders that are enforced that way. And we're not enforcing this one. But we got Hillary Clinton to say this out loud.
What is being done using the name of religion is contrary to everything I was ever taught. Jesus said, "Suffer the little children unto me." He did not say, "Let the children suffer."
Well, you know what? It really depends on the version, Hillary. I don't know what you're reading, but how is she going to lecture us on Jesus?
Oh, exactly.
Hillary Clinton.
Again, no substance,
please.
Right? No substance. Children are being taken away. It's not.
I think she should run again.
I think she misquoted
really?
The Bible.
Really? Totally.
Suffer the children to come unto me, right?
Said that suffer the little children unto me.
You think
she's
going
to
run again?
Suffer the little children to come unto me.
Why not?
Right? She didn't even quote the Bible correctly.
Well, it is.
It is a strange and foreign object.
Well,
for her.
Arkansas was 48 out of 50 states in reading.
She ain't no tired, remember?
Look out, Hawaii. Back to Bowerly and Bellavia. Thomas Off Joe Beamer joins us. We had a really good segment. You want to. Go back on radio.com, tap into the, what is it, like WBEN, follow them.
Download the radio.com app, find WBEN, you press the little heart button,
then
you'll get all the app alerts, and then you click on WBEN, you'll be able to go on demand to all of the fantastic number one in Buffalo programming anytime you want to hear it.
Yeah, you can hear that hour and a half with Michael Caputo talking about all things. Got into the immigration thing there towards the end. And, you know, Joe, here's the thing, man. You're a big Bills fan, and you go to Bills games, and there's a lot of things that can happen to you at sporting events. And I'm sure if you read the back of your ticket, you'll get yourself an education as to what they're actually telling you are acceptable risks to take when you go to a live sporting event. But I think it's gotten a little bit ridiculous when you talk about, I decided to help a foreign power overthrow their government. I was shot repeatedly. I would like some compensation for that. You're entering someone's country illegally. All of these concessions are being made to assure that you are safe and you are treated with respect. And all of a sudden, we have Obama-era photos, Obama-era videos coming out, and everyone's trying to make this the new political outrage.
Well, when you come into the country illegally, your rights are out the door, right? It's like if you go to the bank and you start taking from the vault, any right you had to not be detained is out the door. That is where the mindset loses me.
Yeah, but again, it's like if I went to Daring Lake this weekend, and you take your kids, you're alone with your kids, you go to Daring Lake, and you get trashed, and you start breaking things and threatening people, you are going to find out that the Genesee County Sheriff's Department also separates adults from children when they're arrested.
Exactly.
Why would you arrest the children, too? You're going to put the children in county lockup with the mom and dad because you don't want to separate the kids?
Yeah.
Why are we acting like what they're doing is not offensive and illegal in nature?
Yeah, what's next? Are we going to have pictures of foster kids that are, you know, whose parents are in jail for outrageous crimes? Is that the next thing? We need to get these kids in Attica with their parents.
Well, listen, when you look at him, I don't understand people that are threatened by statistics. They're threatened by what, you know, every time you hear a number come out there and someone's like, well, you know, I didn't see this coming. This is the slowest moving freight train that it's like in Austin Powers when that slow moving forklift is coming his way and he's screaming for 25 minutes. This is what's happening right now. If you look at the World Cup, you can see what globalism has done to populations. Belgium, for example. There are a lot of different ethnicities that you are seeing in countries that traditionally didn't have those ethnicities, right? Now, we're going to grow. We're going to get more in contact with people that we've never been in contact with before because of technology. We're going to have the opportunity to travel more. People are going to, everything's going to be great. But that doesn't mean that as an American, I take my freedom of speech everywhere I travel. That might be the way those are my rights and liberties at home. But they're certainly not your rights and liberties abroad.
Right. You have to go adapt, even if you're just visiting, legally, adapt to their custom, right? You have to follow their laws.
But the British drive on the other side of the road, it doesn't matter to you because you're in England. You have to do as they do.
Yeah, I'm not going to get behind the wheel in England because I don't think I'd be able to do that. That's a whole different topic.
But the point is, though, is that it's really presumptuous of folks that are illegally coming into your country, that you have to sit down and basically say, look, you know, this is why we're treating you this way. There was a time where they kept entire families together, and we saw a lot of problems in Sweden. We saw a lot of problems in Germany. We saw a lot of problems in Greece when they would put a lot of these refugees that were coming from Middle Eastern countries and they were grouping them into these camps. There were assault issues that were going on a regular basis.
We have to remember, these people aren't vetted. We have no idea who they are. It's insane to think you can put them all together, right? With kids, because as we saw, 80% of women and girls, that wasn't just adult women, that was women and girls that crossed the border are raped. You can't take that chance. You have to separate them. And yes, again, you look at just the headline, it's a bad look. But you see that number, and you're doing what's best for those children. And that's just one aspect. There's a lot of things that could happen. One of them could be death if you put them in with these creeps at night all together.
We're also getting reports that there's some power outages in the listening audience. Williamsville, some people we have not confirmed this, but have texted into 30930. Let's go to the phones real quick, if you wouldn't mind, Joe. 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. You know, do you believe this? Is this outrage? Is it so over the top to the point where every other week there's something completely criminal, outrageous that we need to, you know, put the President of the United States in prison? Or do you think that you are embarrassed of the country because these policies exist on the southern border?
No, it's fake outrage that all comes back to the one thing: Donald Trump's president. That's what the outrage comes to, right? You can call it whatever you want. You can say immigration. You can say it's Russia. You can say it's the Bills lost to Jacksonville and didn't get a touchdown. No, but it all comes back to Donald Trump won on November 6th, 2016. That's what it all comes back to. That's the outrage. The outrage, you can put a different headline every week, like you said. It's not real. It's manufactured outrage that people think is going to finally get Trump either impeached or have him lose power in the Senate and Congress this November.
Let's go to the phones and Fran in Allentown. Fran, you're on Bowerly and Bellavia. Go ahead.
Hi, Dave and Joe. I want to walk it back a little. At some point, remember that little Cuban boy that
Elian Gonzalez.
Pardon?
Elian Gonzalez.
Yes, yes, Elian. I thought that was his name. And I believe he had relatives here, and they wanted him to stay.
It was Pedro and, no, I don't know their names. I was going to try to trump him. Sorry.
Madeleine Albright was the attorney general at the time, and she said absolutely not. It was violating the immigration policies, and he got sent back.
Yeah, that was Janet Reno. Boy, she is like 1 degree separated from what actually happened. That's really awesome. But, like, because Madeleine Albright was, of course, and, right, and the problem for Hillary and the problem for...
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep going.
Yeah, they made it into, like, this big story, this big humanitarian story.
And you know what's funny is that Ileana Gonzalez ended up being, like, a wonderful propaganda tool for Castro for, like, 19 years.
Exactly. So I just wanted to mention it because it was the federal government's law back then. You could not come into the country illegally. He was a child.
Yeah, it was the problem was the mother died in transit, and because she died in international waters, the family took the kid in, right?
Right, but the father really had the say.
But the father was the sole, yeah, and of course, being the biological father in Cuba, he wanted the kid home. With
and
him.
Bill Clinton needed all the press attention off of what was going on in the Oval Office, so he decided, well, we have to side with Cuba here.
This predate, Fran, excellent call. Appreciate you bringing down Ileana Gonzalez because, you know, Fran brings up the point that we've had this policy before. If you remember, it was a very controversial. Fran's talking about the controversy on the front page of every newspaper. There was a Miami-Dade sheriff with like an MP5 pointed at like
a picture you'll never forget.
Yeah, I mean, literally a 9mm pointing a submachine gun right at
the aunt who was holding Ileana Gonzalez.
Give me that kid.
And that look on his face.
And I'll tell you what, that's how you dominate a room, by the way. But also, it's not a good look. It wasn't a good...
No.
Everyone thinks that like Clinton did well from that. Clinton actually suffered horrible domestic points from that. And really, Bill Clinton was in a no-win situation, to be totally honest with you.
Right.
He was damned if he did, and he did. Now, there was no great policy that was coming out of it, but he basically he allowed it to become something that Cuba could then buoy some sort of nationalism off.
And I believe, out of all of that...
If we were returning a right-hand pitcher for the Dodgers, nobody would have cared, but because it was little Ileana, we made such a big deal about it.
Right.
It was such a huge, you know...
And there grew Will Ferrell playing Janet Reno on Saturday Night Live, when
right.
they actually used to go after Democrats.
That's right. The Janet Reno dance machine.
Yes, right. Yes.
Right. We got, the weather turned for the worse today. It was cloudy. It looked like this was going to happen. We've got reports of people with power outages and other folks having some tough time. Where's the worst of the storm from Joe Beamer looking around at the satellites?
Well, according right now, the radar, it's north of the city. Williamsville is getting hit. And if you are in Williamsville, tell us exactly where. Is it Main Street? Where is it affecting you? Text that in, 3930. We'd love to see that. But this storm is going to move. It's going to affect everybody. We all are under a thunderstorm watch until 8. So this is not it. They said the downpours were more likely in the southern tier, but look out the window right now here in Amherst, New York, and it's coming down pretty hard. I'm glad Sandy Beach lets me park in his garage spot when he's not here.
I just think that I think this year I've reached I think I'm at my absolute maximum available patience for people complaining about the weather.
I always am.
It really is one of the most fruitless. That complaining about the weather is like. What I mean, do you have what control? What do we even Andy Parker, who by the way identified a UFO in Buffalo,
allegedly? I sent it in George Norrie, he hasn't mentioned it yet.
But Andy Parker, right on it. Andy Parker knew instantly that we were talking about extraterrestrial life. Instantly, he was doing Andy Parker's our friend from Channel 7. He was doing his news broadcast, and a little shooting star zipped around and it gave a lot of people excitement that think there was UFOs in Buffalo. But getting back to Andy Parker, when the weather's bad, like you're going after Don Paul, you're going after, you know, what did the weather guy do?
I don't know what the weather guy did. However, I would like
it's to... It's just pointless to complain about.
I saw a text today, and it really lit me up. And one goes, I can't stand when it's warm. I like cold, because at least you can bundle up. Only to an extent, right? You can bundle up, it's still cold, right? I still have to get to my car. I might be able to pre-start my car and have it heat up. I still have to walk to my car. It is so nice in the summer to get up, walk to the car. It's nice outside. You get in your car. You know, you have the window rolled down. I love that. I can't stand the winter. I think it makes for great football weather later in the season, especially when the games count. I can't stand the winter. I love this weather. Today, I had to go to Wegmans after the morning show.
What's the longest you've spent in almost ideal weather? In your estimation.
What do you mean the longest?
The longest amount of time consecutively you lived in an environment that you thought was perfect.
Well, I've lived in Buffalo most of my life.
I mean,
so.
You've ever gone to Florida and spent 2 weeks in Florida?
Oh, I've spent a week in Florida.
All right, so if it's perfect weather in Florida.
Yeah, and I've been there in
July.
You
will eventually find something to complain about. If that's your personality.
I'm the complete opposite. I try to find nothing to complain about.
I'm saying if your personality is the type of person complaining about the weather, you will complain about the weather no matter where you live.
Oh, exactly.
You're going to complain about everything.
I get what you're saying. I just don't like the, well, you can bundle up when it's cold outside. No, because it's still cold. Eventually, you have to get somewhere. You have to walk outside and feel, I hate at 4:30 in the morning, walking outside in that shock of just bitter cold runs. It does wake you up, I'll give you that, but just that. It is one of the most painful feelings, and I'm talking over broken anything, walking out in that initial shock of, oh my gosh, it's 20 below zero right now.
It's like every one of your teeth are broken when you're breathing in.
Exactly.
That's how cold it is. But you know what? Listen, though, we talked about immigration before we got into the weather. We're going to keep you updated. We got some reports of people with power outages. We'll give you as much information as you would like us to share, 30930, about where you're having outages of power or where you are. Give us a call. And 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBN. And we're talking about immigration and the idea here that this calamity that has befallen us, that these horrible, and again, every time you try to hear, this is the real danger about buying a lot of the nonsense. We're hearing propaganda. We're hearing stories of children that were nursing and their parents were taken away from a nursing child. That would be a UCMG. That would be military action if you did that to an Afghani or an Iraqi. If you were standing with a flag on your shoulder representing the United States military in a foreign country, at a time, and you saw someone breastfeeding and removed that child from the food source, you would lose your rank and probably your freedom. But you want me to believe that that's happening in detention. Someone's on booby detail, that they're running across and finding out who will be nursing at what time. We'll eliminate that.
It is Bowerly and Bellavia. I am not Tom Bowerly. He is off today. David Bellavia is still here, and we're talking about immigration, because over the weekend it appears that everyone just lost their you-know-what over children being separated from their parents at the borders. We're obviously talking about children of illegal immigrants, or as everyone else wants to call them, undocumented immigrants. And
well, I'm just saying, usually if you're with children in the commission of a crime, you will find that that separation is eventually going to occur, whether it's from local police, federal agents, or your county sheriff. Who gets a DUI and the four-year-old's in the mugshot with you? Who's allowed to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's like when you watch The Catch a Predator, they would always take the kid away.
It's the stupidest thing.
I never understood that. Right, Phil? You know what I'm talking. I never understood on To Catch a Predator, these sickos who had children would bring their children with them. How disgusting is that? And these are the kind of people we're trying to keep away from the children that are coming, they're taking away from their parents. Those are the sickos they're trying to keep them away from.
Exactly. Well, yeah, exactly. And you don't know exactly.
But again, it's not in the headline.
Who are we even dealing with? Right. I mean, there was a car accident on the border. Five people died.
Yes.
Those were illegals trying to come into the country. It's not, we're acting like the job is so easy.
Right.
And when we make wild allegations that our own federal employees are out there doing things at the border that are crude or inhumane, it's disrespectful to the families that have people out there doing that job every day.
You're making the Border Patrol the bad guy. And these are guys and women who put their lives on the line every day to protect what is supposed to be a border to the country. It's supposed to be, you don't get over here unless you file the legal documentation.
You don't like their job. So,
exactly.
But so you're mad at
again, because it all comes back to, you don't like Trump. That's what it all comes back to.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.